Some of the questions, this is the chapter 3 and question video number 3. And the first question is, what is, according to Buddhism, the difference between dedication and an aspiration prayer? For instance, when Shantideva wishes to become medicine for all, for the ill and food for the hungry, it looks to me more like an aspiration prayer. That is Shantideva's case. As he was a great bodhisattva, it's also a practice of compassion. Well, actually, the aspiration is just an aspiration. So you wish that, you want that, you kind of aspire all those things. That's the aspiration. Dedication is the same as you aspire, but it is when you have done something positive, with that aspiration, you do something positive, you do something, some action, and then that action, the result of that action, then you dedicate. So therefore, it's about the same thing, but what you do, what you aspire for in the beginning is the aspiration, and whatever positive things that you have accumulated, to dedicate them, to distribute them, and the way you distribute them, the way you wish the results can, you know, should be kind of achieved, how you distribute or how you want the results of that positive action be, and that is the dedication. So therefore, in essence, it's the same, but it is for different kind of purpose and different aspiration is done in the beginning, usually, and dedication is done at the end of any positive action. And that's the main difference. Now the second part of the question is, dedication is clearly a practice of compassion as we include all other beings, but when an ordinary being like me makes an aspiration prayer, like for instance, may I always find Dharma teachings and good lamas in future lives, it can be a wish only for myself. Is that okay? So if you just make an aspiration or a prayer like that, then if you make an aspiration, that's an aspiration. And if you do something positive, and at the end of that, the result of all this, what I have done, and all other things that I have done, may kind of ripen in, you know, getting a good, you know, Dharma teacher or what can you say, positive friend or a guru, then it's the dedication. So the next question is, these teachings match the seventh branch prayer. It is seventh branch prayer. And all the seventh branch prayers, actually most of them in the Lojongs or in any kind of different kind of teachings in Buddhism, are actually derived from here. Most of them are actually, even word by word, is taken from Bodhicitta Avatara. So this is seventh branch prayer. And then he says, in the one I'm used to recite, there's an added part where we ask the blessings of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to develop like them, love and compassion for every being. You can do that. I mean, that is nothing wrong. That's very good. It's like, I think, maybe prayer to add that. I would like to know if it takes place like an eighth or ninth for refuge branch, and what it means. The concept of blessing is very common in all religions, but I must admit that I don't understand it that much. I'm not sure where I understand your question that much, but I think what is here is that I make the seven branch practice, and then I pray to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, that they also help me to accomplish what I aspire. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to do. You are kind of praying as and making a request to all the great beings to kind of support you so that all your aspirations and all your wishes, or positive wishes and positive aspirations, come to realize to its kind of fruition. So that's, I think, the understanding. The blessing, I think we discussed this before also. Blessing is, we receive blessings. It's all the time. It's kind of basically also influence. I think blessing can be seen like an influence also. If you are associated with good people, you become a little bit like them. You get their qualities. You learn from them. You become more positive, and that's the blessing. If you associate with bad people, you also kind of acquire their bad habits, and you become a little bit like them. So therefore, you are also blessed by them. You can be blessed in a positive way, and you can be blessed in a negative way also. So therefore, blessing is more like an influence, I think, in quite a strong, in quite some way it's like an influence. So therefore, the idea is that we can be influenced in a positive way, we can be influenced in a negative way, so therefore we must associate ourselves and, kind of ask the great beings to help us, to bless us, to influence us, to keep us under their protection and guide us in the way that I go in the right way. So this is important. And if I really wish that, and if I pray for that, then it is more likely, and I will be directed in the positive way also. There is blessing. This is something we can actually see. It's not something just ununderstandable. It's something that is understandable. Then the last question here is, dear Rinpoche, when I first listened to your explanation of these stanzas on dedication, I felt a bit despondent because I could not imagine that I will ever achieve such a high level of altruism. However, I have just listened to question number two, or question answer number two, and in your answer to the second question, you talk about the seed or essence of bodhicitta that is in all of us. This makes me feel much more helpful. I usually think about the three poisons as being in my mind. So is the essence of bodhicitta something that is deeper than the three poisons, which will become more apparent as we are better able to purify our mind? Yes, I mean, three poisons is an addiction. But however bad the addiction is, it's an acquired habit. It's very difficult to get rid of. It is very strong, but it is still something that we have acquired. It's not our natural quality. Now, bodhicitta is our natural quality. The compassion is our natural quality. Our mind naturally has love, kindness, clarity, therefore wisdom. Wisdom, compassion is a natural, you know, quality of our mind. Those natural qualities, it is not so, you know, apparent now. It's not so developed. It is not polished, but it is there. You know, it is the same as like the gold in the stone. You know, you have the gold in the stone, where the golden ore, and then, you know, so it's not, you can't see the gold at the moment, but when you kind of, when you work on it, when you melt it, when you, then the gold is necessarily there, because it's there in its essence. So this is the understanding. So mind poisons, negative emotions are not the natural essence of ourselves. It is an addiction. It is an acquisition. It's a habit that we have acquired. So this is the difference, I think. So maybe that is, these are the three questions so far. So thank you very much. See you soon.